Baseball has resumed spring training, okay, summer training, as it prepares to play ball. And likely no one is happier about that than Joe Rocco. His love of the game led him to open Rock's Dugout more than 40 years ago. The store at North Rock Lanes in Wichita is jammed with baseball cards, sports memorabilia, and stories, which Joe tells in a voice still thick with his native Bronx accent. He bought his first baseball cards nearly 70 years ago at his great uncle's candy store in Brooklyn.
I would get cards, and my brother would get ice cream sundae. Well, I was always impressed with these cards. I followed the Yankees, and I wanted to try to get as many Yankees as I possibly could. In 1956, I saw a grown man buy a whole box of cards. Now, there were 24 packs in a box at a nickel a pack. It's $1.20. And I said, man, I hope someday I can afford to spend $1.20 buy a whole box of cards. Little did I know, I'd be selling boxes of cards that are as high as $1,500.
You said one thing you like about this business is you never know what's going to come through the door. And then one day, a guy came through the door with a ball he bought at a garage sale. Tell me that story about him.
Back in 2004, a man came in with a brown bag of baseballs. And he takes one of them out, and there is the most gorgeous Babe Ruth baseball. I said, well, where'd you get this? And he said, well, we just came from a garage sale on the west side of Wichita. I asked the lady, how much are the baseballs? And she said, how many are in the bag? And she said, three. Give me $3. We sent it off. Comes back guaranteed authentic. And I told him I would offer him $25,000 for the ball. So the guy took it. So I then took the ball, put it on a national auction, and I got $30,590. And I wish I had that baseball back, because I think that baseball now would be worth over $100,000.
Is there one item that you come across in your business and in your work that you just love to own that you don't own now?
Besides the Babe Ruth baseball, a complete set of 1953 Bowman baseball. I traded it back in 1982 for a grandfather clock. I still have the grandfather clock, but it doesn't work. And I wish I had those 53 Bowman baseball cards because they were beautiful and perfectly mint cards. Yeah, I made mistakes in my day.
Even with the occasional error, Joe Rocco still loves his job.